This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you think back to Series 1, the introduction to the Muslim mind, you remember that we thought of the heart as having the ability to pay attention to yourself. It's like the mind's eye that we can use to observe, investigate, and reflect on how we are. Well, self-awareness is extremely important for a strong mind, and it's about how much we can know about our own character and ability. How much do you know about yourself in different circumstances? What are you really like when you are happy, sad, stressed, alone? You gain knowledge about yourself by reflecting on your thoughts and actions in the recent past. This little picture here describes the elements of your personality and will give you something to start off with. Thinking about any part of your personality, there's four ways you can think about it, right? Do you see it in you? Yes or no? Do other people see it in you, yes or no? So, you think of yourself as friendly, and if other people see you as friendly, then that is your social self. If you think of yourself as careful, but other people think you're not, then maybe other people are more correct. That is your blind spot. The final part of you is that which nobody knows about, so it's the part which is unknown to you and unknown to others. And there are ways in which you can explore these sides of you. In the next video, we'll look at how to get to know them a bit better. We're keeping these videos short for the next few sessions because it'll make it easier for you to pick and choose and come back to them to find the bits that you find interesting or difficult and what have you. Let's carry on building our strong mind. And remember, all of this stuff can be found in the books. Check in the links below. Support the program by buying the books. Eventually, inshallah, I hope all of this stuff and future books will be free. Stay with me. Speak to you soon. Wassalam.